With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What?
On the last episode, the crew discovered that Emperor Slug, a.k.a. probably Jackson, has grown to an unbelievable size. And as the Ascension Millennium arrives and lands on Evil Prime, the only thing stopping the Joels from reclaiming the long-coveted key is a pool of deadly lava.
How are you going to get across this lake of fire? Little sharks like these.
Is there something high we can jump off?
Not really. Mark Mouth's like, I could fly close to it and you could jump off that way.
Oh, no, wait, my plan wouldn't work.
What's your plan?
It doesn't matter because I might save it for a situation where it will work, but I don't think there will be any.
All right, then. That's a very strange sentence, but that's fine.
I was thinking with portals, Mark Mouth.
Oh, I see. What happens if you pull the portal person in the dino through? They swap.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be able to.
No, you're just going to grab the portal person from the outside in the dino and pull them inside out. And then they swap portal person.
Little Shock would be upset that I got rid of
my
his
wife.
She's gone now. No, I was thinking about getting Woo to lie down and then jumping in and then... But I'd need the dino person. I'd need the dino person to be lying down also. Otherwise, yeah. I'll just shoot into the dino wall.
Yeah, it's not gonna work.
Which is, admittedly...
What's your plan here?
Might ask the dino person to just come outside and lie down.
Okay. As also Joel gallops towards you guys, climbing through Woo.
I want to, but I don't have a follow-up plan for once I've shot back into the air. I don't have a parachute or like something I can glide with.
You're flat. You are a parachute. You can glide.
No, but that'll make my drop into the portal bad as well.
You think know. That, you, I mean, if you ankled Woo so that if you jumped from high up in the diner and fell into the dino portal person, and then you shot out of a horizontal Woo, you might just slam into the side of the castle.
I'm going to do that.
All right. You clam-
Sorry, Woo. This is, I need you to... You're going to help me save the universe. That sounds
she seems po- happy.
That's good. I just need you to angle yourself so that if something was to come through your portal, it would shoot at the castle.
She does.
You're the best, Woo.
Little Shark gives you like a sad look.
I'm not flirting.
Don't cock me.
It seems like you're cocking you.
No, I'm not. We're saving the world.
It seems okay. Like you and Ape Joel are cocking him pretty bad.
Ape Joel, I need you to stay here because you're not as
all
flat.
Right.
You're not flat.
Yeah.
I'm a ball, Ape. All we're right. Different.
But the same.
But the same.
All right,
you're both good blokes.
Just
we're
real...
both good blokes. I miss my daughter.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I hate that Jackson character.
We're gonna get him though.
He's such a dirtbag.
Jackson is a dirtbag.
He's a fuck.
A potato-shaped
fuck. Potato-shaped fuck. All right, you climb in Woo.
Get out of the diner. Like, so climb fully yeah. Out this time.
The like tall blue aliens there again, and he's like, mate.
I need you to help me save the world. You don't need to do anything. I just need to borrow the portal.
Yeah, but- all right. As long as this is the last time you come in the diner, because he points at a wall. There's like a crude photograph of you. It says, don't serve this man. You're banned, mate.
I know. And I also remember that none of you have helped me.
Yeah, well. All right, look, you can take the
I'm on Evil Prime now. Look, stick your head in. Evil Prime.
I don't want to. Who knows where I'll end up?
In Evil Prime.
Yeah, well.
All right. Dino Portal, what's your name? Nice to meet you. I need you to do me a massive favor to help me save the galaxy. I need you to come outside and lie down.
Okay, it follows you if you go outside. You don't know what planet you're on. No, it's a very busy street.
So it's lying down.
Mm-hmm.
I climb up the side of the building, King Kong style.
Yeah, good.
All right. How tall is the building?
Maybe 2 stories.
Okay, that's good.
Three stories, perfect.
And then I just...
them classic three-story diners.
Yeah. It's like part of a diner, and then there's several like other businesses on top of that.
I just...
Jump?
Cannonball in. So get real little so that I'm like...
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're flat, so you can kind of roll yourself
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Just drop into the portal.
Also, Joel, you gallop up. You arrive just in time to see Woo basically spit out a flat, rolled-up ape, Joel, who sails in a beautiful arc across the lava and splats onto the side of the castle. And then, like, one of those sticky lizards flops his way down, like, head to feet. Head, feet, head, feet, until he lands quite gently, but clearly bruised. Oh, and 3D, because you would have died.
I'm back!
On the ground in front of the castle.
Oh, that means I don't have any...
No flat powers anymore.
Which was none.
That was more of a hindrance than anything else.
That's great, Dusha, but how do we get across?
Do the same thing.
You clearly died.
He just did. Yeah, fair. Don't do that then.
Muckmouth's like, what about this?
You wouldn't go into another man's wife to save the universe. And you have his permission.
I look a little shocked. I think he's all right with it.
How about this? Everybody climbs through, right, the portal. Okay. And then we somehow get, if we can get Woo across, then it's just you need to go through the diner first. It's kind of like the chicken and the egg situation.
Little shock.
Yeah.
Is Woo hurt from fall damage?
No, she's a portal. She's mostly energy.
All right, Muckmouth.
Can you hover? Sorry, Woo. Can you hover above the lava?
Woo shakes from side to side.
Okay. Easy solution. Muckmouth fly over the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly flying over. Everyone climbs into Woo.
Yeah.
Then Woo floats down.
Yeah. And then you climb out. Pilotless.
The Millennium crashes into the castle.
Yeah, good.
You fucking did it.
And then
I'm starting to think why Muckman thinks we're fuckwits.
No, but who cares if we destroy a ship?
Who
cares if we destroy our ship? How did we get here?
We're saving the galaxy.
This guy's a fucking idiot.
I'm not a fucking idiot. I'm thinking
Hang on a
with
second.
Portals.
Hey, dickhead.
Yeah.
You have telekinesis, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you like lift us over?
I could probably lift maybe Woo over. She's light. You guys are heavy. It's hard to not just push you.
Oh, man. That's easy. Everyone climb into Woo, dickhead, levitate Woo across the thing.
How will I get across?
Bad luck. Mind the ship.
Oh. Okay.
But isn't that good? You won't die.
That is good. That is... What?
Okay, so hang on a second. Who wants to go over is a better question.
Sweetums is like, will I die?
Maybe.
Well, I don't know.
Will I die? I don't know. Maybe.
How about this? Sweetums?
Yes?
I start to become all a shade of black.
Oh, you can fucking stay. I'll take the party. I'm already black. Who cares?
It's just an unpleasant one shade.
It's hard to differentiate. When you look at Ape Joel, you're like, where? What?
If you had a shirt and you took off the shirt, what's underneath?
That's pure white. It's your regular skin.
It's weird.
It is weird. That's how portal people work.
All right. Muckmouth.
Yes.
Sweetums. And who else was driving? Kilbasa.
Just ask him who wants to come. I'll take him. You can stay. I don't give a shit.
How about...
Empress Slug's a cunt. I'll kill him myself.
All right. You three pilot us and just airdrop us down.
Yeah, all right. I can do that.
Yeah. Like, we've got ropes and shit. it's easy just to do that.
That seems too easy.
Like, you three pilot the ship.
We'll stay on the ship and we'll surround the place.
Me, I'll take New Ape.
All right, Joel, sweet.
Dickhead.
Dracula, dickhead.
Dracula.
Balls and broken balls.
Balls and broken balls, you can come with.
They are of no use, but sure. So you get everybody on the Ascension Millennium, aside from... Well, you get everybody on, yep. And then Muckmouth flies just close to enough to the castle that you can drop off with ropes. You leave... Sweetums.
Hey, I know you're in the ship. Can you just make sure Kielbasa comes? I like you want to come, yeah? Fuck yeah.
All right, we'll grab Kielbasa.
Okay, you leave Sweetums and Muckmouth to bitch about you on the ship.
We'll grab New Ape Joel.
Mm-hmm.
We'll grab old Jack Dracula. We'll leave the balls because I don't know how they can go on rope.
They're in light. Oh, yeah. They'll just crash.
Yeah.
just fall to... They'll both be broken balls, dead balls.
We'll take Dickhead.
Cool.
But we'll leave, Sweetums, the food swine, Beatbot, the balls, Woo,
all right.
Muckmouth, and, we'll take Little Lightning or whatever his name is.
Yeah, cool.
Bolt Boy.
So you're taking Kielbasa, Little Shock.
Old Dracula. New Ape Joel, and Dickhead.
And Dickhead. All right. Yeah. Everybody else stays on the ship.
Yeah.
The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of you are standing at what is basically this very large, ominous-looking gate.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like got a big wooden door behind it, and then steps that lead up to, or like a path that leads behind you up to where clearly a bridge once crossed the lava sea. What would you like to do?
There's a big... gate there?
Big gate and big door.
I'll cut the big gate and big door.
Okay. You, with your neon sign sword, slice like a hot knife through butter. The gate crumbles underneath your sword and so does the door. But as you slice through the door, you realize that the door is actually open anyway. It just swings open into this grand hallway. And there are two worm boys standing in there, kind of leaning on like a kind of energy spears, basically. And they're like,
Great, great order. You worm boy, stab that worm boy.
All right. He drives the spear right into the other worm boy. That worm boy crumbles and dies. The first worm boy turns around. All right, done.
Sick. Come with us.
Yeah, sure, man. We're good mates.
Here we are. We're the best of friends.
All right, new worm boy jumps up behind.
Sick.
Ready up? You head through the hallway.
Pick up that spear.
Cool. Slide it into your back. You're in this grand but quite dusty hallway at the same time. It kind of stretches on towards another set of large double doors. On either side of you, there are smaller doors to, like, presumably other rooms. You can both hear from the sort of deeper into the castle the sound of machinery. The worm boy's like, who are you?
This is a... not even flat anymore. This is a black bull ape, Joel.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm pleased to meet you.
Also Sphinx, Joel.
Oh, yeah.
These are our mates.
How you doing?
Hey, mates.
He's like, oh, Little Shock. Little Shock's like, ah, hey, man.
How's it going?
We've tussled in the past.
We did.
We're all on the same side now, though.
Never killed each other, never. Yeah. He kind of like looks at the dead one. Never made anyone kill anyone.
What about old mate that got hit with a 2x4? He's dead.
Yeah, I'm sad about that. He was like my best friend.
Was your life still sad before that?
It's all right. We saved the galaxy, you know, all the
and
time.
And we're saving the galaxy again.
It's just like old times.
Yeah, but more death this time
the
around.
The game's changed.
This is the dark and gritty reboot, mate. These things happen.
Remember 90s comics? You don't, because that was a million...
90s?
1990!
Yeah!
I know the number.
It's radical. Anyway, Slug Boy, what's your name?
Worm Boy? People just call me Glob Glob.
All right, Glob Glob.
Do you like that name?
Yeah,
or do you want a new
it's all
name?
Right. Look, honestly, we've not been doing much in the castle since Emperor Slug went all...
What happened with Emperor Slug? Why did he go, well,
I don't know. It used to be, you know, like, hey, we got to get them Zikmar crystals, worm boys. Go to this galaxy and we'd kidnap someone maybe, but we wouldn't, you know, murder. And then one day he's like, hey, here's like a spear. It's got energy on the end. Stab people, they'll die, you know. We used to just shoot rope out of a gun. Tie him up.
Yeah. So when was that?
That was about 5 years ago, y'all.
Was there like one event prior to the 2x4 incident?
He had a whole bunch of people around. He was having like a gala, I think. You know, it was all a ruse so that he could get the Zikmar crystal that was being shipped in for the gala. It was part of like a decorative something. It was all a big plan. Then Zap Lightning turned up, and then, I don't know, at some point during the thing, he just turned.
Yeah,
instead of being like, oh, Zap Lightning, I'll get you again. Bam! With the 2x4 in the back of his head. I've never seen Brain before, but I saw Brain that day.
Yeah.
How was it?
How was it?
How are you feeling now is what I mean.
I'm just kind of directionless, if I'm honest.
He killed a guy. That's pretty good.
He had someone come in recently. I don't know if that helps. A pink hippo guy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Do you know where he is?
Yeah, he's in the center. He's in the throne room with Emperor Slug.
All right.
Can you take us there?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Can you just let everyone know that we're guests to Emperor Slug?
All right. Glub Glub kind of takes point, and he starts leading you through the maze of corridors in the Grand Emperor Slug Castle. Occasionally you come across some slug boys that are equally kind of just, they seem like they're not quite sure what to do. They're always like leaning on their spears. Maybe the first couple you're like, stab your mate, but then you realize that actually they don't really want to attack you. They're just kind of sad to be here. And then,
so you keep grand oratoring people as you walk through. And no,
I meant just like the first couple, you're like, a threat, and then you're like, oh wait, no, not a threat.
I don't want a Grand Orator because this guy's the Grand Orator.
No, that's true. Yeah,
I'll lose that.
But Glove's like, none of the guests of Emperor Slug. Everyone's like, all right, I guess. He's had a whole bunch of people come through recently. Sure. Until eventually.
Whole bunch, you say?
Oh, well, you know, like he had the hippo guy, he had the gala, we had people come around.
Yeah.
Until eventually you find yourselves at this other Grand Door. This one's kind of like a lot fancier, a lot nicer. It's a hallway stretching behind you. Glub Glub's like, I don't really want to go through there because he's bad news, Emperor Slug now. He's killed so many of them.
Well, he's still working for him.
Because I don't know how to get off. There's a lava ring around. Did you not see? Plus, I can't use Emperor Slug's ship unless he's, you know, gives us permission.
So he's basically trapped you all.
Oh, yeah, we're largely imprisoned.
That's a shame.
Well, you look.
Are you here to free me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to...
Ah, yes. What? Yes.
Yep.
Who said no?
I didn't see it. No one said no. Everyone said yes. Oh, well, if you want to go around and just gather everyone and meet us where we met you.
Okay.
We'll try and get you off the ship on the way out.
Okay, sweet. Sweet.
Yeah, no worries.
He's like, he disappears down the corridor. You see him kind of go try and find all the other worm boys that he encountered to try and get them out. I look forward to when they leave and Muck Mouth's like, an attack. Very possible. Radio, you're at the...
We've got our flip phones, don't we?
Yeah, you get phones. You could contact Muck Mouth.
We weren't yet.
Do you want to give it a text, Muck Mouth, and just be like,
all right,
worm boys on our side?
Dear Muck Mouth, it is me, Black Bull Ape Joel. Worm boys are okay. Do not shoot or maim. XOXO, your saucy ape.
After a while, you get a ding. It's a text back from Muck Mouth that says, why did you say dear Muck Mouth? And why did you tell me who it was? I knew. Then.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mark mouth and then don't kiss me.
I just text back, lol.
What are you? You're at this fancy door. You've been told on the other side is the throne room. Mm-hmm. What you going to do?
So, like, just the throne room is through there?
Yeah.
Just peek through.
What are you?
Walk through. I'm going to just stroll in.
I go to open gingerly. Yeah. All right, let's just quickly.
I can't die. I don't care what happens.
Ape Joel just bursts on through.
Oi, dickhead, where are you?
He's right here.
What?
No. Emperor dickhead.
In the throne room, you can see Emperor Slug and Bitch Hippo are together, and they're working on something. In the center of the throne room is this very large machine. It reminds the two of you, or it's almost identical to the diagram that was in the journal that you found.
Cool. Anyway, what are you guys doing? Have they turned around and I yelled, oi, Emperor Dickhead?
Emperor Dickhead looks up, and he's like, oh, fuck, he says. Then he pulls out of his cloak a large green crystal. It's a cosmic crystal, like the one that you guys still have.
This one?
He quickly puts it down, keeping an eye on you, in a kind of receptacle on the machine, and then the machine starts... to kind of like kick into action.
Fuck the police. A standard issue handgun.
Mm-hmm.
Just shoot the crystal. None of that!
Unfortunately, the bullet, ding! Just slide, glances off one of the nearby, like maybe the pillars in the room. The machine keeps on like kicking into action. There's like lights are shining from it. There's kind of like gas escaping some areas, and there's a vid screen that's crackling into action. Seems to be showing a map.
I'll start galloping towards on my sweet tiger legs. Lion
all
right. legs.
Be careful. Don't get hit. Let me take all the damage. I'm already fair. Wrong.
Like, what the fuck's going on? Jackson, you fuck.
What? No, I know. I know you know.
Yeah.
Explain yourself, you fuck. We were on the same team, I think. We hated being on the same team, but what happened? You know what? Never mind. Don't explain. I'm gonna kill you.
It's Emperor Slug is first, unfortunately, I've killed in you initiative.
Three times.
Two times?
Two times.
Really only one time.
Yeah, I guess.
Emperor Slug begins backing away, leaving Bitch Hippo and you guys behind. He seems to be heading for one of the, like, an exit to the throne room, a door on the other side of the room. Mm-hmm. Bitch Hippo is like, don't worry, we found it! The source of the key! He gestures to the vid screen. You can see, like I said, it's a kind of star map. That's where they're keeping it!
Where is it?
Soon it'll be free to all of us. In a piece of space nobody ever... It's a backwater. But we can go there!
Alright.
We can free it!
Yeah, okay.
That's what Emperor Slug wants.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you're fairly sure that's not what he's after.
That's straight up a lie.
Ready, Ape Joel, your turn.
How far away is Bitch Hippo from me?
Bitch Hippo is like, you'll probably reach him on this turn. It's quite cool. A large throne room.
I pull out my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I just dial Missy Dubois and just throw my phone at Bitch Hippo. Talk to Missy.
Bitch Hippo grabs it. Hello? You can hear a kind of conversation between the two of them. Oh, yes, I found it. Oh, I didn't know. Yes, they said I was missing. I had to... Oh, I see. But we did it. All the research is done. They're just kind of like having that sort of conversation. You think you've done your case. Solved. Mm-hmm. Except you probably need to get him back, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah.
Ready? Also, Joel?
Where's now Emperor Jax?
Emperor Slug is trying to leave the room. He's at an exit of the room. He's kind of got a hand on the door.
All right, I'm going to grab the neon spear, heft it at him as I keep running towards him.
Cool. The spear embeds itself in the back of Emperor Slug. Ah! Ah! Ah, it hurts a lot. Oh, boy. He's taken significant damage. He opens the door, flings it open, clambers through. He shuts it behind him. He's on the other side. Bitch Hippo closes the phone. We did it. I've chatted to Missy. I'm going to take the next shuttle home. After I go find the key, of course.
Yeah, of course. We'll... Yeah, hang on.
Radio, Ape Joel?
Bitch
Hippo joins your party.
Yeah, sick.
Bum, 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 bing.
Are any of our crew close enough to get...
To get
Emperor Slug?
Not really. He's kind of on the other side of the room.
Is he still moving?
You can't see. He just went through a door.
Hmm. I'm just going to chase him.
All right. You ape your way towards the exit of the throne room. Swing it open. Swing open the door. And you can see Jackson down the end of a corridor. Just turning the car, like just turning a turn as you open the door.
Hey, Jackson!
The head pokes around. Huh?
Come back here!
No!
Why?
Because I need... Fuck you. Keeps running. Also
astral Joel? Project into him.
No, because I tried to mind meld with him last time. It didn't work.
Mm. What are you going to do also, Joel?
I'm going to keep chasing him. How quickly can I get to him with my sweet new legs?
You could probably get to him on this turn, to be honest.
Can I pounce on him?
RDO. You rocket down the corridor past Ape Joel. And pounce, turn that corner and pounce on Emperor Slug. His skin feels very disgusting under your hands. Like I said, he's basically just a slug with arms and legs.
Gross.
You're a sphinx, I see.
Yes.
Also Joel.
Also Sphinx Joel.
Also Sphinx, don't know why you changed your name.
Yes. I'm Bull Ape Joel now. Black see? Bull Ape Joel.
He's trying to escape your grasp. What are you going to do?
Headbutt him.
Take out my pistol and shoot his arm.
Ready?
Quit it.
You take out your NWA, fuck the police, standard issue handgun and shoot his disgusting slug arm. It kind of like falls apart in his hands.
Ew.
He's
going
to try and take your pistol off you.
Oh, no.
He does.
Oh, no.
He grabs the pistol off you, but then he brings it to his own head.
Not again.
And shoots. You hear from back in the throne room the sound of... Let's say, dickhead. And then running.
He has fucking powers now, too.
Enlightenment, I guess, is not hard to come.
Son of a bitch.
All right, you think he's gone down another one of the exits of the throne room.
Who's in our party that could chase
New
off?
Ape Joel.
New Ape Joel. Actually,
surely
yeah.
New Ape Joel.
New Ape Joel.
Chases.
You hear a... like a battle cry from the throne room and the sound of trotters chasing after down the corridor. New Ape Joel. Emperor Slug.
I like to imagine he's yelling that he can't die also.
I'm incapable of death. If I die, I'll just become new and strange. Bull Ape New Joel. Black Bull Ape New Joel. It kind of disappears. Clearly he's talking to himself. You re-enter the throne room. Everyone's there.
Which way?
Old Dracula points in a direction.
Dracula, let's go, guys.
Become... Tackle dickhead, everybody.
Radio. Everybody starts heading down one of the corridors. It's like a terrifying... You know, like a classic... Like maybe like a movie about a sinking ship. There's that scene where everybody's running down a corridor and the water's just like splashing up against the walls. That's you guys.
A very shitty Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, as dickhead... Clearly now possessed by Jackson, who was possessing Emperor Slug, rockets down the corridor away. He bursts out into a hangar. Everybody bursts out after him, and you can see that there's the Emperor Slug spaceship standing there, tall, proud, and erect, with a big ass on the side. Radio. Initiative to get in a spaceship. Boop, 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 boop. Emperor Dickhead. Yes. Emperor Dickhead goes to the entrance of the Emperor Slug spaceship, and he pulls down the stairs to climb inside. That's his turn. Mm-hmm. Ape Joel, what are you going to do?
That's a good question.
That's a toffee.
Is there a pilot on the ship?
Presumably there's a lot of worm boys on board, yeah. You can do it through walls.
I mind meld with the pilot.
Rightio, you...
Again, I probably should have just said something.
Flump. There it is.
Galloping once again.
You're like, flump, and then you hear a smaller flump. As a new ape, Joel, also, on the ship, suddenly you're looking at a complicated series of diodes. You look around, and then another pilot gives you, like, the okay symbol.
New
Your
boss
turns its head to you. Yep.
Yep, they do that.
Kielbasa, Little Shock, and Old Dracula begin making their way towards the ship, and then it's your go. Also, Joel?
All right, I'm going to grab my blade,
which
can cut through anything,
yep,
and run around the ship cutting... I'm assuming it's like one of them...
Like stands, basically?
Yeah, is it like where the thrusters are?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cutting the thrusters. Just disabling the ship.
Like a champion. You embed your sign sword, your neon sign sword, in the base of the ship, and then just do a pretty casual loop around the whole thing. The bottom falls off and falls apart, and the ship down. Also, you would have cut the landing, so the ship begins to fall onto its side. Ape Joel and New Ape Joel, inside you're like, something's going wrong as you begin falling forward.
I just...
One of the other pilots tries to make the ship go in a panic. Also, Ape Joel, being as you are where the cutoff thrusters are, a jet of flame comes out of the hole. And you find yourself standing where Worm Boy was standing, watching Worm Boy get burnt to a crisp by a now horizontal spaceship's thruster flame.
That was close.
In the ship, once again, you're reminded of when you were caught by the Neonites. And so are you also, Joel, as you see a ship carrying your ally fly off into space. Jerkily and poorly. You don't think it has enough fuel to make... You think you fucked it up monumentally. But it's going.
But two of the pilots don't know how to do... What?
There are quite a few pilots. It's you guys and about maybe four others, but nobody suspects anything. Everybody else is piloting it, and you and New Ape Joel are like, beep. Pull up a lever, occasionally turn on like an emergency light, quickly turn it off. You can see that maybe Old Dracula has contacted Muckmouth. So after about maybe 10 minutes, Muckmouth flies around that side of the castle and lands the Ascension Millennium. Muckmouth comes out. Where's... She looks down at the unconscious bodies of Ape Joel and New Ape Joel.
Right.
Yep. I see. All right, everybody aboard. You'll climb onto the Ascension Millennium?
Yeah, I'll grab the two bodies of our fallen allies.
You and Kielbasa, and everybody just pulls them onto the ship and piles them in a corner. Bichippo's like, I know the coordinates. Let me punch them in.
By all means.
Bichippo uses his big fat hippo fingers to punch in the coordinates of the location of the key. It should only take us. You know, we can probably catch up to the Emperor Slug ship. You damaged it pretty significantly. It's in trouble. So I think we might be able to beat it there. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Your allies. I don't. He kind of looks at the pile. I don't know. Righty-o.
Who knows what they'll do?
Muckmouth and Sweetums, who've clearly bonded over their mutual dislike. but if it's a love-hate relationship of the two of you, they engage the thrusters, and once again, you hyper-jump away towards a brand new destination. What?
And how will the final confrontation play out? Find out next time in the thrilling conclusion to Dinosaur Universe.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land, ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand, Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut tee and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.